there, and welcome to the Lazy Artpreneur Podcast. I'm Lexi Reed, your friendly guide on this artistic journey. Consider this your shortcut to success, sparing you endless hours on Google and YouTube trying to crack the code of content marketing. In each bite-sized episode, I'll be sharing three easy steps to craft fresh content, repurpose it wisely, and shine a global spotlight on your art. Overwhelmed by tech jargon or tools like AI and Zapier? No worries, this podcast got you covered. Forget about that 50-50 marketing rule. Let's maximize our art and minimize the hustle. Hi there, and welcome to the Lazy Artpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lexi Reed, and today we're kicking off our very first episode on this first day of spring. And today I'm going to be talking to you about content marketing, and this is going to give us a baseline of where to start with learning to successfully market and sell your art online. So you might be wondering, what exactly is content marketing? And very simply, it's just about creating and sharing any valuable or relevant content you create. And this could be in the form of blog articles, it could be how-to videos, it could be sassy social media posts you make online. You want to create content that attracts and engages your audience, something that grabs their attention and keeps it. You want to build up your artistic brand for getting known for what you do. It could be painting dramatic seascapes or painting portraits of super cute pugs. You want to be able to tell stories without direct selling. Imagine you walked into a party and you started introducing yourself. You wouldn't immediately whip out a painting from under your coat and say, "Hey, want to buy my painting?" You might say, "Oh, I got really inspired on my walk today and I saw this cool piece of tree bark and I had to go back to my studio to try to reproduce the texture." You don't just launch into saying, "Hey, want to buy my painting?" You build up a story. You get some engagement. You interact with your audience. You have some back and forth. So this is, in essence, content marketing. You're putting breadcrumbs out there that are eventually going to lead back to what you're creating. You know, people are going to follow the path you lead. There's an easy way to get started with a model for content marketing, and it's called the hub and spoke model. And that's the focus for today's talk, the hub and spoke model. I'm going to break it down to three easy steps for you to get started, and I'm also going to give you three reasons why it works so well for marketing your artwork. All right, picture a bicycle wheel. You have the center of the wheel, the hub, and that's where your artist website lives with your art portfolio. So we're talking about being found online, and that's the center of the hub. The spokes are what leads out of it and back into it. And this would be the content that you create and put out there into the online world. It could be in the forms of blogs about your art or your inspiration. It could be in the form of social media posts on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. And the other good thing about the hub and spoke model is it lets you use a combination of platforms you currently own and platforms you can only consider renting. Now, let's make this a bit simpler. If you think of a snowflake, you've got six arms of a snowflake. And some of those arms should be things that you have the most control over. And that could be your website by putting the blogs you've written onto it. Or it could be doing something like starting a podcast like me, where you talk directly to your audience. It could be sending out weekly email newsletters to the people on your list. And these touch points are what lets you build up a personal connection to your audience. So these are more or less the things that you have control over versus the other spokes that could be using online platforms like Instagram or Facebook. However, considering they just went down again in early March, keep in mind you are at the mercy of the almighty algorithm and only a fraction of your followers might actually see your posts. You could make YouTube videos, for instance. That's another great way of putting content that you control more or less out there. However, if YouTube decided not to show your videos, you wouldn't have any control over that. So you have to decide on exposure versus control. You want to have a mix of things that you have the control over and a mix where you're basically only renting the space. It's a good idea to try to combine using these spokes or content breadcrumbs. If you use, say, blogs and Pinterest, they work really well together because you can create beautiful looking Pinterest pins that essentially live forever. It's evergreen content. And they're going to have active links back to your website. So if somebody finds a piece of art they really like on Pinterest or your cool five tips to organize your art studio blog, they're going to end up back at your website and find you that way. And all this stuff that you want to put out there is also going to get you help found by Google as well. So definitely, if you want to have improved SEO or search engine optimization to be found by Google, you need to have the keywords that you picked that lead back to your art on your homepage. And the other good thing about having this interaction between spokes leading in and spokes leading back to your hub is that the more content that you put out there, it really helps not only to get stronger, you know, buy-in from your audience who are potential customers and clients, your super fans, but it also helps to establish your expertise. It establishes what they call niche authority. You know, if you put a lot of content out there about painting abstract landscapes and developing different types of color theory, people will start to notice, hey, she seems to be the artist who can put together really great color palettes. All right, so the first step is choosing actually what's going to be living on your hub, your home base on the internet. You want to pick content that reflects your unique artistic ability and identity. You know, who are you as an artist? What do you represent? What are you interested in? You want to figure out what you want to be known for. So are you the expert in making dark, brooding, cloudy landscapes, or are you the expert in making whimsical, ethereal portraits? The idea is to make the hub the heart of your online presence. And yes, this would ideally be a website. So that is definitely something you want to be known for, is the content that you build on your own home platform. That's called choosing your hub. Right. Next, number two, developing those spokes. So if you think of the center of a wheel of a bicycle or a spider's web or a snowflake, you pick the image that sticks in your mind the best. The idea is that behind each of the artwork that you're showing on your hub, your home base, you want to share a story behind each one of those artworks. And you can share this story in numerous ways. You can share it on a blog post. You could share it on an Instagram story. You could do a fun interpretive dance about landscapes on TikTok. The idea is you're essentially scattering strawberry runners out there into the internet. Wherever that runner lands, it may take root and then pop off and start another strawberry plant. And eventually your whole lawn would be covered in wild strawberries, or in this case, links back to your website. You want to show off your creative process here. It could be in your studio, behind the scenes shots, works in progress, how you create the pieces. It could be an Instagram story of you going for a walk with your dog, showing off your morning inspiration. You want to give your audience a sense of what floats your boat, what fires you up about making your art. Give these insights to the outside people who follow you. They don't know what goes in your studio, and this is a great chance to share it. And you want to offer variety as well to keep your viewers engaged. You know, attention spans are shorter and shorter these days online. So you want to mix it up. You want some carousel posts where it's almost like a little mini slideshow going through your artworks. Maybe it shows the various stages from the very beginning, the very first mark you made on the canvas, all the way to the finished painting. And the other thing with videos, if you don't want to actually put yourself on video, maybe you just put your iPod on a tripod and film an overhead shot showing how you create the artwork. You could do a time lapse, or you could show it at triple speed from start to finish. The idea is you just create lots of content. You never know where your next customer or super fan is going to find you. Are they going to find you on Instagram? Are they going to find you on Pinterest? So you want to sort of sprinkle the content or the breadcrumbs liberally out there. And lastly, step three, linking this all together. You do need a linking strategy. You want to guide visitors through your art journey. So maybe they found you through an Instagram post, and then there's a link to your website in your bio. The idea is that you scatter these content breadcrumbs, and eventually they're going to lead people back to your website, your hub. And you want to enhance the user experience. By doing this, you could add links between your blogs, for instance. You might link to a recent post and then link it back to an older post. And that brings your older content to life as well. It gives it a new lease on life. And this helps to really boost your search engine optimization. Google loves active links. They love seeing the fact that things are backlinked and hyperlinked between each other. And you can see that there's engagement. People are actively looking for your content. So whether they're shopping for a new piece of art for their living room or an online art course that you're teaching, something is guiding them to your website. All right, so why does this hub and spoke model work? Well, definitely if you're boosting your website SEO with keywords, it makes your content far more understandable to search engines. The more active and consistent it is, the happier the Google algorithm is. They know you're active, they know you're posting regularly. And this gives a lot of flavor to your website, the fact that they can see that you're active and people are looking for that content. This helps to increase your online findability. You know, you'll essentially rise up in the search results. It essentially lays out a welcome mat for Google. And again, looking at why this works, this helps to deepen the engagement. Visitors start spending more time on your site. And obviously, if there's only one blog to look at, they're going to read that and bounce. So, but if it connects to another blog and then another one, it leads them down the garden path. And this is a garden path that is curated by you, just like the little descriptions hanging beside the paintings in a gallery exhibit. Same thing with your artworks. Tell a story in your descriptions. Don't just do rank and serial number of price, medium, and dimensions. You might say in your description, you know, if you like intense blues, maybe you should check out my other collection as well. These were all inspired by the color of the ocean during a recent storm. You want to get people hooked on your content. You want to bring them to the hub and have them stay there. And this builds up a deeper connection between you and your audience. They'll get to know you, they'll get to know your writing, and this is going to build up familiarity. You're going to become a known artist brand to them. And obviously, it is the storytelling behind the art pieces that captivates viewers. If you can tell a great story, that's going to keep them there longer. It's going to make them want to look at the next picture and then the next picture to find out what happens next. And why did this one get made that way? And again, why does this work? It helps to establish your authority. It's going to showcase your expertise and your passion. And the more that you can say why something came into being, why did you create it that way? This gives a unique flavor of who you are as an artist. You know, somebody else may have decided to add green there instead of blue. And if you can explain why the blue spoke to you, that's a great story. It also helps to position you as a thought leader. It shows that you're a professional artist. You've taken the time to think about what you're creating and what influences you. This gives it more weight, a deeper impact than just saying, hey, this is just another pretty picture that I came up with and I might just scroll past on Instagram. By building this content, it's going to build up a dedicated following. They're going to want to read the next blog. They're going to want to see the next painting. They're going to want to see your next video. Again, the hook is finding out what's going to happen next. So, what is happening next? We built up the hub. We built up your spokes. Step one, as we said, choose your hub and what the core of your online presence is going to be. You want to think about what you want to be known for, whether it's a specific medium, specific style, or a theme. And the idea is that the hub, your website, is your art portfolio's heart. It's where you're going to show your best work. And you really want to make sure that your website reflects your unique artistic identity. You want to make sure it reflects who you are as an artist. So step two, developing those spokes. These are the detailed pages that branch out from your hub. You want each spoke to look into the story, the process, the details of individual pieces or series. And you want to avoid making each spoke a little too similar, right? Variety keeps the viewers engaged and it shows the breadth of your talent. So try to be creative with your descriptions. And step three, you want to link strategically between the hub and the spokes. This guides the visitors on the journey through your art, and it's going to enhance your experience and your website's SEO. So, for example, from your main portfolio page on the hub, you want to link to a blog post about the making of your latest series. This would be the spoke. And by following these steps, it's going to help to organize your portfolio beautifully, but it's also going to make it far more discoverable and engaging. So what's the reason that this hub and spoke works wonders for visual artists? Well, it is a game changer for three reasons. First, it boosts your SEO, your search engine optimization. If you organize your site around a central hub and detailed spokes, search engines can better understand and rank your content, making you more findable. As I said, it's like laying out the red carpet for Google. Reason number two, deepens the viewer engagement. When viewers find the stories, the processes, the inspiration behind your pieces, they're going to spend a lot more time on your site. And this isn't just good for the SEO, it helps to build a connection tree between your audience and your art. And lastly, reason number three, it establishes your authority. These detailed spokes showcase your expertise and your passion. It's going to help position you as a thought leader in your particular niche. It doesn't matter whether you're a painter, digital artist, sculptor. By sharing your journey and your process, it's going to help lend credibility and attract a dedicated following of superfans. They're going to know you. They're going to want to see your next piece of work. So the main takeaway here is that the hub and spoke model isn't just a way to organize your online portfolio. It's a great strategy to make your art stand out in this super crowded digital space. By creating a central hub, your website, and the detailed spokes, such as social media, you're going to invite the viewers into your art world, making your online presence as compelling as your art. So remember, in this vast digital landscape, it's the artists who tell the best stories and the ones who capture hearts and minds. Start by scattering those content breadcrumbs and lead your audience to find you and stick around to learn your story. And if you need some more inspiration for content, please check out my show notes for links to a series of free content marketing e-guides that you can download. Each guide focuses on a different content spoke or online platform. There's one that focuses on blogging, one that focuses on social media planning, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. Please take a look. Hopefully there's one that you'll find interesting and helpful. And best of all, try to pair one of these content guides with taking at least one action to get the best results. Please share this episode with fellow artists and creatives. Follow, like, and subscribe to the Lazy Artrepreneur podcast for more content marketing tips. Stay tuned for my weekly episodes and upcoming artist interviews. Take care, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now. Don't want to miss out on more tips from the Lazy Artrepreneur? Hit that subscribe button on your go-to podcast platform. And hey, if you've got artist buddies aiming to sell online, share this with them. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you soon.